This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I got a bunch of stuff going on right now. I'm still going through the back treatment. I found out that I have bronchitis, although I caught it so most of the time I don't catch it till I've tried to do stuff over the counter. This time I went to the doctor. And I think I caught it before it gets a chance to turn into pneumonia, because normally I just have pneumonia once a year. It's ridiculous. So hopefully I've nipped that in the bud. We'll see. We'll see as things go on. Goethe's poem, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which is made famous by the 1940 film from Disney, Fantasia, tells the tale of a sorcerer who has left an apprentice to do the chore of fetching water for him. So lacking the work ethic to do the job, the amateur apprentice bewitches a broom to do his work and takes a nap. He awakens to see that the castle is flooded. He tries stopping the broom with an axe, but he is insufficiently trained to manage the magic required to stop it, and the splintered broom becomes multiple brooms, all carrying buckets of water that continue to flood the sorcerer's castle. And the apprentice is overwhelmed. He cannot stop the brooms from replicating themselves. Finally, the sorcerer appears and puts a stop to the spell. The castle is deflooded, the apprentice is sternly reprimanded, damage done and undone. Now, given what we've seen happen in cities across the nation these past 4 months, the fable seems an apt analogy for the devastation wrought by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, those allegedly spontaneous uprisings that have devastated numerous cities. Multi-millions, probably billions of dollars of damage, mostly to small business. The sad part is the damage and the devastation cannot be undone by magic. No doubt those who are the masters of these two symbiotic organizations are thrilled with the destruction that they in their names, but the glee with which these people loot, vandalize, and set fire to family businesses and attempt the assassination of law enforcement has gotten away from the people funding and supporting them. It's taking on its own life. Kamala Harris, she celebrates all this violence, promises its continuation, but she is misreading you and me. Because, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sick to death of this violence perpetrated by these thugs. And they seem to have multiplied like the sorcerer's apprentice's brooms. They are always miraculously prepared and organized and well-supplied to write the moment an event presents itself, no matter how illegitimate. Breonna Taylor's family got a $12 million settlement in her death, and then the police officers were not indicted, so let the riots begin. Stuff like that. George Floyd, who was going to die that day, who had made a whole bunch of bad decisions up to this point, like Breonna Taylor. These things don't just happen. There are precipitating events that lead these people to be in these positions. Any incident involving law enforcement and a person of color is constantly the cause for rioting, no matter how criminally guilty he or she may be. And the self-important, self-satisfied leaders of these ruinous structures have become the architects of their own demise. They've set in motion a movement that will most assuredly, they're going to devour their leaders as surely as the French Revolution consumed its progenitors, you know. Unsurprisingly, Marx and Engels referenced Goethe's poem. They thought that the modern bourgeois society they so loathe was the sorcerer who is no longer able to control the powers of the netherworld whom he has called up by his spells. Yeah. catastrophic damage done by BLM and Antifa may well guarantee Trump's reelection. It should, without a doubt. Most Americans abhor what's going on in the streets. And, you know, we see how this is being organized. We see that it's well-funded. We see the recruits are trained and well-paid and generously supplied with weapons of war. Can I use that one? Weapons of war? I've been waiting to. Who on earth thinks that arson and looting and targeting our police, rudely and violently harassing people as they sit on the sidewalks at their favorite restaurants, is going to win over friends and supporters? Not only am I not going to support your cause, I'm probably against it now. Totally against it. Not going to support it. No way. But the masters think this is the way to go. The masters of these groups and the subjects of these groups. Our left is convinced that you are consumed with envy and thus enjoy seeing the livelihoods of others destroyed. The self-righteous anger and entitlement they've been taught to presume will be their undoing. The majority of you now see them as the enemies of civilized society, because that's what they are. And they are the apprentices' brooms. The more they multiply, the more damage they do. The more civilized Americans want to see them stopped and charged with the crimes they're committing and with apparent impunity. Where's the voice of insanity? Who's going to make them stop? It's not going to be Joe Biden. It's not going to be Kamala Harris. Neither of them nor any Democrat in Congress has uttered a word of condemnation on this. It is their supporters, their donors, who are funding the riots and raising money to bail out those charged. They bailed out several who once released went on to murder. So it falls to the voters. There cannot possibly be a majority of Americans who support the violence they're seeing in the streets. The breakdown of civil society, the pernicious lockdowns meant to destroy our economy, the absurd vilification of the police, the use and abuse of COVID, and the authoritarianism they have adopted because of it. How are the mask enforcers any different from Hitler's brown shirts? We are experiencing the calculated sorcery of this despotic left. They have for several generations now been indoctrinating their willing subjects, school children, university students, consumers of the mainstream, and social media and entertainment. Too many of their subjects have become compliant handmaidens to this intolerant ideology of our left. The venerable Dr. Jack Wheeler has been publishing excerpts of his upcoming book to his site, To the Point, news.com. The Fascist Metaphysics of Marxism appeared this week, in which he convincingly compares Marxism to the black magic of tribal societies. He says what Marxists call exploitation, the anthropologists call black magic. And at its core, it is institutionalized envy. This perfectly describes the Democrat Party today, having been maneuvered there by the 8 years of the Obama administration. And by example, Wheeler relates how in so many tribal societies, success beyond fellow members of the tribe is seen as a betrayal of the others. And while our Democrat Marxists believe themselves to be oh so progressive, selfless, and as modern social justice warriors, they are in fact atavistic and represent a regression to primitive tribal mentality. So on one hand, we have the Democrat governors who've not only allowed the destruction of their cities, but refused help from the feds. You have the mainstream media is also on the side of the rioters. And on the other side is the president and his supporters who crave civilization. That which they so took for granted, you know, very recently. So, Thomas Jefferson said it best. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. I crave liberty. I have the tools present to enforce that. Please, don't make me do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Would it?
Elster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. According to the radical left, white people enjoy certain advantages over black people only because of the color of their skin. In their world colored by political correctness and leftist beliefs, white people live in wealthy, exclusively white neighborhoods, attend the best schools, and blacks live in poorer neighborhoods and have fewer opportunities for success. because systemic racism is the foundation of our society. In this cartoon video, attempting to define and explain systemic racism, stereotypical Kevin enjoys white privilege because he lives in an exclusive wealthy neighborhood with a rich tax base that keeps, you know, they pay higher property taxes. His black friend Jamal is seen as being at a severe disadvantage because he lives in a poor neighborhood where less property tax is collected, and thus he doesn't enjoy, you know, he doesn't enjoy an equal opportunity to Kevin because the school wasn't adequately funded by property taxes. According to the video, only white people live in the wealthy neighborhood, and only blacks live in the poor neighborhood only a few blocks away. Does this cartoon accurately reflect reality? Well, no. Ben Shapiro completely destroyed the cartoon video point for point in a response that is fully supported with stats and factual data. The cartoon argument is superficial and appeals to our emotion. Our human desire for fairness makes us naturally want to level the playing field for Jamal. Well, sure. But, you know, it's not real. As Shapiro noted, in the real world, the only reason that might prevent Jamal's parents from buying a house in Kevin's neighborhood is that they couldn't afford the mortgage payment. Now, the very first act of rebellion from the British colonies in becoming the United States of America was the declaration of their independence with the proclamation that all men have been created equal with the right, among others, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If that declaration only applied to white men, the Civil War would never have been fought. If America suffered from systemic racism, we would never have had a black Secretary of State or Supreme Court Justice. Barack Obama would not have served two terms as President of the United States. If white privilege existed, the NBA would be dominated by short white people. Yet, by his own admission, retired superstar Shaquille O'Neal earned $700 million from playing professional basketball and Papa John's Pizza. Shaq could not only buy a house next to Kevin's, he could probably buy the whole neighborhood if he wanted to. Jay-Z has a net worth of $1 billion, and so does Oprah. So obviously wealth is colorblind. No. We do not suffer from systemic racism, but we do seem to be prejudiced against poverty and laziness, stupidity, and mediocre talent. Celebrity privilege comes from being rich and or famous. If the cops recognize your face because you're famous as opposed to matching a composite sketch of a suspect, they're probably going to relax and not worry that you might be about to kill them. We are a nation where politicians and sport figures and entertainers and everybody else under the sun has the opportunity to find their own little niche and create wealth. Who has heard of Casey Neistat? Casey Neistat is a YouTuber. He is, you know, he's got 12 million subscribers. He's known all over the world. He hasn't really done anything. He's made a few videos and a few movies and everything. He started a company that didn't really ever amount to anything, which CNN bought for $25 million. And now he has escaped New York and lives in Santa Monica. If you were to look at him, you would say, how is this goblin famous? But he is. Because he got out there and he found his niche and he ran with it. One only has to find out how to know their target market and sell themselves to potential customers if you want to measure success by the results of people like Kim Kardashian, which her initial fame was for releasing a sex tape, or Logan Paul, who's a YouTube podcaster as well. Primarily because she's famous, Kim Kardashian had the opportunity to meet the president in the White House to discuss reforms of the criminal justice system. Is this a great country or what? Now, as far as the argument for white privilege is concerned, consider the following scenario. LeBron James and J.J. Redick schedule a press conference for the same time, which press conference will have more reporters covering it. Both of them are NBA players. Without question, more reporters would be interested in finding out what LeBron James might have to say, but Redick is a white player and James is black. Wouldn't that make this fictitious scenario a case of reverse discrimination? Well, no, because LeBron James is considered one of the best players in the NBA, and Redick has never even been an All-Star. No offense meant to him, but not many people would care about anything he might have to say except maybe his mom. Fame and reputation determine public interest, even though Larry Bird has been retired as a player for several decades. He's far more likely to get coverage by national media than J.J. Redick, unless the reporter is working on an article about the shrinking number of white American basketball players in the NBA. Black people don't have to be fantastic athletes to be successful either, regardless of our skin color. All we need to do is be successful. To be successful is to learn what we do best and then just do it. The late, great Herman Cain told a wonderful story in the movie Uncle Tom about his personal experience while working for the Navy, where he believed a white colleague of equal talent and contribution was getting faster promotions and bigger raises. Cain confronted his boss about why his white colleague seemed to be getting preferential treatment and learned the other man held a master's degree. His solution to that problem was simple. He went out and got his own master's degree, and then he aggressively pursued the next opportunity to advance his career into management. And then he advanced through the ranks and soon had 8 white people reporting to him. He never allowed himself to be held back by systemic racism or the belief that some imaginary force within the system would keep him from success. Ben Carson is the same way, equally inspiring. Systemic racism in America could not hold them back because it doesn't exist. People want to listen to successful people because they hope to learn something about how to achieve success for themselves. So as much as celebrity privilege exists, it is earned. Would you rather hear from me about how to invest your money or Warren Buffett? Would you rather hear about how to run a successful business from someone who just went bankrupt or Herman Cain? And there's a few exceptions to the rule, like David Hogg and Greta Thunberg. They haven't actually earned their celebrity. And they are media novelties, not unlike Cindy Sheehan. Once their purpose has been served, they will vanish. But the problem with celebrity privilege comes when celebrities decide to comment outside their area of expertise. So people might be interested to learn and listen from LeBron James talk about basketball or Alyssa Milano talk about acting. But who cares what they think about politics? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. 2 reports out from the Trump campaign, one of them saying that Biden was wanting 30-minute breaks into the debate. The other that a third party would check both candidates for an earpiece. Biden campaign manager Kate Bedingfield saying neither story is true.
It is completely absurd. Of course, he is not wearing an earpiece, and we never asked for breaks.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes deeply Amy Coney Barrett should be the next Supreme Court Justice.
President Trump has nominated exactly the kind of outstanding person whom the American people deserve to have on their highest court.
The Kentucky Republican saying Barrett's record should be the barometer on what she's judged. You're listening to USA Radio News. A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. There's something that is happened, and it has happened very quietly. And you know, it's happened despite the fact that you know, what we as pro-gun advocates, what do we constantly say? We need, you know, instead of concentrating on us, why don't you go after the criminals? After all, that's what we need. We need the criminals. You know, remove the criminals, and it becomes less of a thing to where I have to worry about dealing with them myself. And for years, we've heard about how all of these gun control schemes and everything else was going to do just exactly that. If we would just have this, if we would just have that, it only takes the next thing that they think we need to have. If we just had it, well, we would have that. We would get what we wanted. So while they've been trying to punish you for exercising your Second Amendment right, the Democrats have been ignoring the career criminals. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg has dumped hundreds of millions of dollars into states across the country, successfully limiting the ability of law-abiding citizens to fight back against those who want to do them harm, while at the same time, you know, he's been backing people that will actually go after you for exercising your rights. Through his gun control lobbying organization, Everytown, he has made it harder for women to defend themselves against domestic abusers, stalkers, and easier for criminals to prey upon the innocent. Every town and other anti-rights groups conveniently target law-abiding citizens because it's easier and cowardly, while they refuse to do the hard, dangerous work of going after violent criminals illegally using or possessing firearms. You know, I keep saying this all the time. Why doesn't every town go to Chicago? Why doesn't BLM go to Chicago? Why doesn't Antifa go to Chicago? They, you know, they actually go in these areas. They stumble into them accidentally in California all the time. And then they get escorted out of there by the Bloods or the Crips. And when I say escorted, it, you know, it's under threat of personal violence against their own bodies there, you know. Well, good news. Under the leadership and tenure of Attorney General Bill Barr, the Department of Justice has done the hard work to go after the criminals wreaking havoc in the streets. This is called Operation Legend, which was implemented earlier this year. Federal law enforcement agencies have aggressively gone after those who Barr and federal prosecutors call the trigger pullers and have taken hundreds of illegal firearms off of the streets. This is not an anti-gun measure. When you get guns out of the black market, it's actually a pretty good thing. They're also going after those who knowingly and illegally sell guns to criminals. Which, you know, shouldn't we be doing that? I mean, that's illegal. He said, we've dedicated hundreds of the federal government's best investigators, analysts, fugitive trackers, and other experts to work with our state and local colleagues in law enforcement here in Chicago to help get violent criminals off the streets, and I'm pleased to report Operation Legend is working. Crime is down and order is being restored to this great American city. He said that during a press conference earlier this month. Did you hear about that? You probably didn't. Those efforts have led to a substantial decrease in violence carried out by criminals using guns. In Chicago, the murder rate has been cut in half since July, thanks to federal efforts to take bad guys off the streets. And in total, Operation Legend has resulted in the arrests of 2,000 individuals for serious crimes. 592 of them have been charged federally. Nearly 600 illegal firearms have been seized. This is a substantial change from the previous administration. Under Attorney Generals Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, federal prosecutions against those using guns to carry out crimes plummeted. The result was more innocent victims and increased crime in America's most vulnerable communities. The Washington Times said at the time, while President Obama decries gun violence and presses for more laws to restrict ownership, his Justice Department has prosecuted 25% fewer cases referred to them by the main law enforcement agency charged with reducing firearms violence across the country, a computer analysis of U.S. prosecution data shows. Federal prosecutors brought a total of 5,082 gun violation cases in 2013, compared with 6,791 during the last year of George W. Bush's presidency in 2008, according to data obtained from the Executive Office of the U.S. Attorneys. The 2013 totals represent a 42% decline from the record number of 8,752 prosecutions of ATF cases brought by the Justice Department in 2004 under Bush, according to the data. Barr is reducing gun violence by upholding the law and putting bad people in prison. You think he'll get credit for that? Do you think Trump will get credit for that? I'm going to tell you what I think. We have got to take this moment and find a way to coalesce, to get together and decide we're going to win this election, that we're going to support this president, that we're going to support the country, that we recognize the dedication. And, you know, I'll be the first one to admit, when Trump came in, he didn't know who to hire. He didn't know who to fire. He didn't know what to do. And he made some mistakes. He hired some of the wrong people. He hired, in a lot of cases, he hired people that, you know, the first thing any of his executive branch people should have done when they became aware of the deep state shenanigans going on is start looking internally for these things. And I know that's easier said than done, but it still needs to be done. So, and I have, to a pretty good degree, I think some of that's already been done. And I want to see more of it done. But it does mean that we will have to support him and see this through. It will not be easy. It will mean that we may have to get in a fight. And it's worth it. to do that. It's worth it to fight for what is right, for fight for what is real, for what is valuable to us, for the liberty. And I really, you know, the last time around, I was pretty sure I'd done a good read on what was going on. And I think so this time, too. Sometimes you just got to have faith. I keep getting told that we've become, with the exit of God out of the country and the teachings and the way we live and all this other stuff, that, you know, that's part of the problem. And I get it. But I think part of faith is learning who to have faith with here. And so we're going to see. And it starts, you know, starts in earnest tonight. Although it has been going on since, I guess, this has been a weird year as far as politics are concerned. And it's going to get weirder. But, you know, stand by and watch. Get ready to go vote. Load your magazines. And get... And set yourself. Get ready. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Last time on the firing line, I don't know why I can't hear myself this time. Something wasn't turned up right, on my end anyway. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The appointment of Amy Coney Barrett took some of the focus off of it, but if you look around, you'll still see all the LARPing leftist jerks from Antifa and BLM rioting. Always under the air cover of cowardly Dem mayors and Soros-bought DAs. Sure, there's no more riots in Lancaster where the cops and the DAs refuse to play along. There's still plenty of violence wherever you think they can get away with it, or wherever they think they can get away with it. And it has become tiresome, as amusing as it is, whether they burn leftist cities and harass the dipwad leftists who elected these scumbags enablers. It's time for it to end. And what does this mean? Well, it means that now conservatives out there, all of you, you must riot. And we must riot mercilessly and ruthlessly to cause as much damage to the leftist project as is humanly possible. We have to burn it all down figuratively. Now, the leftist fantasies of secession and civil war by the likes of Lanny Davis aside, these Democrat clowns are 0-1, and they're not going to break their streak in the very off chance they aren't all talk punks posing to score with the mediocre chick-identifying beings of their little commie clubs. Their tantrum is not going to be resolved in the streets. Because why would we ever fight them in their chosen battlefield? We have something to lose should there be battles in the streets. We have jobs, homes, families. All of that can be stolen in a flash by some Democrat DA who prosecutes patriots while high-fiving the Joe Biden-supporting traitors. Look at Kyle Rittenhouse, the hero who defended himself by shooting, among others, the most on-brand Joe Biden supporter ever, a convicted pedo attacking a minor. And he's going to walk. In time. Give it time, he will walk. Too bad they can't give him a medal as well as an acquittal. But the process itself is the punishment. And it's time to outflank the Soros prosecutors with a federal law codifying a right to self-defense by those under politically motivated attack, by the way. Now, the enemy and the Marxist credence of Antifa and the rest are the enemies of all of you, if you are a decent American patriot. They have nothing to lose. There are three visible components to the enemy force. There's another invisible component that we might discuss later. None of the three types of rioters is significantly imperiled when staying within the stage confines of the Blue City Revolutionary Theater. There is the cadre, the trained and funded operators who organize and arrange logistics. One of them is the creature that rented the famous Louisville U-Haul and filled it with gear. The cadre has no real possessions or jobs to lose, and getting busted for an hour or two actually enhances their street cred. Then there are the street criminals, the methy, scuzzy dregs who love the thrill of violence and would be happy to put on Mickey ears and enlist with the Marxist musketeers if there was a chance, you know, if it gave them a chance to hurt something or someone. They don't have anything to lose either. Last component are the affluent daddy issues division types. Spoiled and stupid college kids who shave half their head, get a piercing, and decide to take some time off from getting their trans pottery degree at Oberlin to try to find meaning as one of the, an anarch kid. These little idiots have a guaranteed soft landing since daddy will always bail out his little princex should Z get busted. Their colleges, which need to be on our list of institutions to tear down, will certainly hold open their slot as long as daddy's check clears. These pampered role players get to fill their soft, empty lives with something like excitement by rioting. It's even fun for them. So in other words, we normal people have something to lose using these riotous riot tactics. The visible enemy only has to gain something to gain personally, but also strategically. And I put this out there before. The fight is not over who controls a street corner or a park. Because this is an information operation where the Democrat municipal leaders tolerate and encourage performance art violence designed to send the message that the thugs are in charge and we all better behave or else. And that's a lie. They have nothing real. They have no combat power. They have no tactical control of anything besides a few square blocks, and they only have that because the cops are held back by leftist city leaders. They have no more than the power we give them by fearing them and reacting to them. So for us, kicking their butts is a meaningless exercise. For us, a riotous riot gets us nothing. Plus, we're the ones that own the stuff that would get burned down. So that means a traditional riotous riot is a dumb strategy for us, a counterproductive move that would play into the left's nearly non-existent strengths while exposing our weaknesses. Instead, we should riot our way. That is, we should attack the enemy in a manner the enemy can neither limit nor control, and both cause real damage to its forces while demonstrating as part of our own information operation that we are in control. There are two components to this riot. The first is a riot at the ballot box. We need to ruthlessly eliminate all opposing candidates of either party. That means mobilizing to turn out votes and to vote viciously. Your nice city councilman, who is kind and gentle and sort of squishy, he cut the ribbon at the petting zoo and sends you emails about a library book drive. Well, he needs to go. In favor of a bomb thrower who wants to buy the cops a new armored personnel carrier. No Democrats. Not ever. No soft Republicans. Not ever. Only harsh conservatives who loudly live the dogma. Elect conservative woke candidates who understand the threat. Who salivate at the opportunity to use their political power to harm the left in every way they can. And that means sorry, Nikki, and other hands across the aisle establishment types, but bipartisan hugging and business as usual, that's a loser's game, and I'm sick of that. I'm sick of the loser's game. Then there's the second kind of riot, the political one, and Donald Trump is the one leading that. He's refusing to fight according to the establishment rules that the Frito-Cons eagerly allowed to tie their hands for decades. The Never-Trumpers need to keep their weird bondage fantasies between them, their disappointed wives, and their eager pool boys. A modern Republican needs to unleash our inner Genghis Khans and destroy everything leftist in our path. And Trump has the right idea. No wimpy games, no hand-wringing about RBG and her zombie wishes. We're going to fill that seat so fast, the left is going to fill their pants. Amy Coney Barrett's appointment will cause more damage to the left than a million dorks in black, each smashing a Seattle Starbucks window, ever could cause to us. And we're pillaging the left's formerly safe cultural and political spaces. We're going to ban the racist lies of critical race theory from being imposed on normal Americans via the government. Next on the list is going to be regulating big tech. And under Honey Badger Bar, we're prosecuting the Antifa punks using federal law. And that's important because under federal law, suddenly they're not protected from the consequences of their actions like they were when they clutched the bosom of the Blue City Sorosite DAs. Now, all of the categories of rioters have something to lose, like 5 to 10 in the federal pokey. And that's when the fourth type of rioter, the invisible funders, get exposed and indicted. These rich leftist manipulators do have something to lose, which is why they want to stay far in the background. And we need to pull them into the light and hold them accountable for the violence and the pain their checkbooks have subsidized. No quarter given. We're the real rioters, and we're burning your whole garbage leftist establishment to the ground. Figuratively, of course. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.